super food mit Mood Bomb auf Flux FM. Hello.
How's it going?
I'm totally fine. How are you doing?
Very well.
Really good.
Cool. Die Band aus Birmingham, die jetzt schon bei mir im Studio steht, spielt heute Abend im Rahmen der Indie-Kollektivparty im Magneten. Jetzt quatschen wir aber erstmal ein bisschen über die Wichtigkeit von guten Demos und einer guten Vorbereitung. Wir reden über die Vor- und Nachteile einer feiernden Band on the road. Wir sprechen über Pläne für ein schnelles zweites Album und noch vieles mehr. Ich sag nochmal, welcome Dom, Ryan, Carl and Emily.
Hey.
Hello.
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 Where are you coming from today, actually?
We've driven from Düsseldorf this morning.
So you played a show there yesterday. How's that been?
No, it was just kind of like a stopover night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got off the ferry, drove a few hours, got to Düsseldorf, had a beer and had some sleep.
Also, it was just like to get used to the German people, to the crowd.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stay a day in Düsseldorf, have a few beers,
just
and then
adjust.
You're prepared for the Berlin show.
Yeah.
And how's traveling been? Everything all right?
Yeah, it's great.
Cool.
Been really good. We've got a bunk in the back of the van.
Oh, so you can sleep a little.
Sleeping the whole way.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
It's a revelation. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
It's a new experience. You don't have to like sit up and just like be uncomfortable all the time. Just have to fight for the bunk and just.
Now you have to fight for the bunk.
Yeah. It's great. You can just sleep there. You just got to find like a spooning partner and just get on there and it's just,
cool.
Easy sailing.
Comfy.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. Congratulations again on your debut LP, Don't Say That. It has been released here in October, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
I've read that the band actually started as a bedroom project between you and
Mr. Ryan. Malcolm.
Yeah, back there. You were two guys sitting in the bedroom starting the demos and stuff. How important were these first demos for the record that we can hold in our hands right now?
Pretty important. I mean, when we went to mix it after we came out the studio, there were a lot of elements that we took from the demos.
Cool.
You know, when we were listening back to the demos, we were kind of, you know, there's a certain, like, you know, charm and thing you get with, like, first takes and, you know, just when you're just going for it just first time. So, yeah, we actually ended up taking a lot of, like, loops and even vocals things and guitar things from the demos and just mixing them into the stuff that we did when we recorded. So, yeah, it's really cool to have, you know, to think when we were like when we were writing those songs in like the bedroom that it's just like that actually end up on our debut album.
Yeah, sure.
Really
and I really think what you just said is totally right. There's a certain magic to demo recordings often or to first takes in the studio, and you should really try and keep the magic on those records and maybe get the not so perfect parts into the record.
That's it. That's what makes it.
Yeah. So that was a good idea, I think, to work like that. And that you knew how to do it, that has something to do with you all being experienced with other bands and other projects before, right? Because
I feel
when one's listening to the Superfood album, one can feel that it's not a debut of debutants, you know? It's a debut of people who have worked in the music before and who know what they're doing. That's what I really feel.
Thanks.
One of you guys once said that your first goal was not to find a special sound for the band, but to immediately start writing. What were the reasons for that approach?
I don't know. I think it's just the same aspect as, you know, recording demos, the first take thing, you know, you get that kind of magic. I think it's just kind of, you know, if we just start writing now, then it's just, I don't know, just kind of wanted to find our feet on record, if you know what I mean. So it's just like people who are listening to us, they can listen to our first album, and when they listen to our second album, they can see how we've developed and changed. I think that's more interesting than a band who's sat in a dark room for 4 years and kind of, you know, just like really worked.
You can get lost in detail.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's just, you know, you just got to just go for it. Just put yourself out there and just like, you know, the rest will follow if you just carry on working on it.
I was asking because I love the sound of the record, actually. The way the drums sound and the way it's all been put together. It sounds to me as if you were thinking about that philosophy of sound for years, though. But you say it's a natural result of writing good music?
Yeah, I mean, definitely with the songs, but, you know, the production's another thing. I mean, we took quite a long time afterwards, like post-production, with a guy called Steve Osborne, who kind of mixed it. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just, I think we've always had in our heads, especially with recording demos, just what we kind of wanted the end thing to sound like. So
yeah. I've read about plans as well for super fast second LP, so I've read about the idea that you take laptops with you on tour and that you're constantly writing or recording stuff. Is that really happening? Because I think touring is kind of like a energy-sapping thing already. It's kind of hard to concentrate after a show or maybe even before a show because you're so full of energy and you want to play, and then you've just played, you know? And I don't believe in the concept of writing on tour, but have you tried it? Does it work?
Well, we've kind of started writing.
And now Ryan is coming.
Rolling up his sleeves. No, we bought some speakers on tour this time, and a condenser mic and stuff. We've actually got some stuff to, if we need to put something down. But we kind of just do ideas, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just when we first bought a acoustic guitar just from a Cash Converters last time we were on tour, and we just like knocked out loads of little ideas and stuff. Mm. So we just figured we should just like do it properly and bring the laptop, and because it's just when we board in the van on the long drives, especially in Europe.
It's just like, it's before we forget them as well. It's just like you go out drinking one night, and then it's just, oh, what was that?
Okay, so it's not the stuff that you've got to be highly concentrated and you're mixing a new song or something. It's more like, oh, I got this little lick here. I probably better record it before I forget it totally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's another animal, though, because I've read about plans for making a record on tour from so many bands, and it's a hard thing because even though you're traveling most of the time and it's hours in the van and you're waiting to hurry up, that's the old kind of stuff, hurry up and wait, right?
Yeah. I think it's more about the downtime in between a week of touring or something, just not completely like just vegging out on a sofa and just actually, you know, motivating yourself to go back up to the studio when you haven't got gigs, and just kind of writing in between in those periods, not just, you know, I don't know, just kind of eating loads of ice cream and watching Scrubs.
No. It's still super enjoyable as well, like writing, because obviously we've only been writing together for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So we're still in that, it feels like we're still in that in
high five, stage. The high five phase.
Yeah. So it's because you've learned to write in a friendly surrounding, and it's been with guys that you really love, it feels like something that you do to relax more or less. That's what you want to say?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And so, just do what you do. I mean, I didn't want to spoil the whole thing.
You're making us think about it.
I'm sorry.
I'd rather write music.
I'm really questioning what we do.
I'd rather just make music than talk to everyone else. I couldn't do that.
Avoid eye contact and just write music.
So I'll use that sentence to play some music right now, and then we'll talk a bit more after that song. Isn't that a superfood? But you can believe nochmal auf Flux FM. Superfood mit You Can Believe auf Lux FM nochmal. So guys, I've read about the fact that you guys are a pretty wild band, kind of. You like to have a drink or two after the show. Are you planning on something like that tonight? Well,
I think so.
Maybe.
No, we are actually going to get a drink. We got a friend called Yanis who lives in Berlin. And I just got a text of like an unknown number the other night, and it was like Dominic, the clock is ticking down, tick tock, tick tock. And I was like, tick tack. I was like, who the hell is that? But basically, he wants to take us out for the night of our lives tonight after the show.
Okay, cool.
But I don't know.
So Berlin is sabotaging the Hamburg show that's going to happen tomorrow.
But we're not on in Hamburg till like 1:30 in the morning. So
cool.
We've got loads of time.
Yeah, you got lots of time to get back on your feet, and
we need to go for a drink. Yeah. I mean, it'd be rude not to go for a drink first night at all in Berlin.
That's totally true.
It's a tradition, an age-old tradition that if we broke, we'd just play it.
Short after Woodstock, it started with the drinks, right?
Yeah.
For superfood.
That's it.
It's always the like heaviest night on the first night of tour.
So because then you realize that it's not the best idea to get drunk every night or what?
It's always the best idea.
It is?
Yeah.
It's like when you go to a festival and you've got all your alcohol for the weekend, and you just head up there and you see all the kids on the Thursday who are just completely blotto, and then you just see them on the Friday just in their Pikachu onesies just rolling around on the floor holding their bellies, just like, why me? But I think that's the same as the first night at all, really.
So tonight's show, are you going to play some unreleased material as well? Is the LP enough for a show?
No, I think we're just playing some of the songs that we haven't played off the LP. Yeah. I mean, we're still, you know, we were trying to go through and just work some things out live for like some new songs, but I think we might just leave that for a couple of months and just carry on playing the stuff off the album before it's, you know, just kind of refine it a little bit more before we just check it out.
Yeah. But I want to tell you, as soon as you finished some new material, as soon as you got some new songs, or maybe when you come to Berlin the next time, just visit us again. We can talk a bit more and we'll give away tickets for your next show as well.
Yeah, that'd be
That's what I'll do right now for tonight's show. I have some tickets that I can give away. Wer heute Abend zu Superfood möchte, die spielen im Rahmen der Indie-Kollektiv-Party im Magneten. Wer dahin möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000. Jetzt anrufen, meine Kollegin Julia Oberlohr schreibt euch auf die Gästeliste. Heute Abend Superfood im Magneten 030 2000 9000. Thank you guys for visiting and I hope I'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, mate.
Nice.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.